No Soup for You was made famous by a character on TV Seinfeld. Commentator Frank Wu says one of his neighborhood restaurants is just as offensive.
I wish Chinese restaurants would stop giving out free soup. Or more accurately, I wish they'd stop giving out free soup to Chinese people, but not other patrons. I have a good friend who happens to be white, but speaks Chinese. She speaks Chinese so fluently she could pass the so-called telephone test. She could say she was from Beijing and fool a native Chinese speaker on the other end of the line. She can even read and write the language, which is much more than I, a Chinese American, have ever been able to do. So around the corner from my friend's office is a Chinese restaurant, where the owners routinely dispense free soup at lunch only to the Chinese customers. A Chinese person once told them that my friend also should get that extra consideration because she speaks Chinese, and on top of that, she's a regular customer. They refused. The free soup was for Chinese, and that was that. This might seem to be petty discrimination, but I'm appalled by it. Of course, I'm sympathetic to immigrants and even their American-born children who struggle against prejudice and may want to give special help to their own people. But that's exactly why I'm appalled. The principle of equality is just that, a principle. It's not some slogan to be used only out of self-interest. People who care about their own rights must respect the rights of others. A diverse democracy, because it contains so many different communities and embraces freedom for all, depends on our shared sense of values and fairness. It might be hard to persuade Chinese restaurant owners with such abstract arguments. The owners may think that everyone favors their own kind, but that's merely a self-fulfilling prophecy, and they're breaking the law with every bowl of wonton soup. The restaurant owners should think of it this way. How would they feel if they went into a fancy restaurant where everyone else was white, and found out that every diner received complimentary dessert, except them? They'd never forget the feeling. They might even want to sue. Sometimes a bowl of soup is more than a bowl of soup.
The comments of Frank Wu, who writes frequently about civil rights. He's a law professor at Howard University here in Washington, D.C.